The Top 200 Prescribed Drugs podcast is for educational and informational purposes only and may not be construed as medical advice. The information is not intended to replace medical advice offered by physicians, pharmacists, or drug manufacturers.
Hello, and welcome to the Top 200 Prescribed Drugs podcast. My name is Joshua Hollingsworth, and this is the introduction episode. Before we get started, I just want to give you a brief overview of what to expect. I plan to put out one episode each day, and each episode will cover one drug, starting with the number one most prescribed drug and working all the way to number 200. The list that I will use was compiled by IMS Health for 2009, so this will be the top 200 prescribed drugs for 2009. For each drug, we will cover the following: brand and generic names, mechanism of action, indications, dosage forms as well as dosing, pertinent pharmacokinetics, any black box warnings as well as precautions, common and serious adverse drug reactions, major drug interactions, pregnancy category as well as breastfeeding recommendations, safety and efficacy monitoring, and major counseling points. So, who should listen to this podcast? Basically, it's for anyone in the healthcare field, whether it be pharmacists, doctors, nurses, anyone in school to become a healthcare provider, or just if you're interested in learning more about the most prescribed drugs. Each episode will be short and to the point, hopefully around 5 minutes, maybe a little bit longer sometimes. All the references for each episode, as well as show notes, will be on the website, which is thestudentpharmacist.com. If you have any questions or comments or suggestions, you can contact me via email, which would be thestudentpharmacist@gmail.com. There's also a link on the website at the top right that you can click and contact me. And I'm also on Twitter. Username is @thestudpharm, which is short for The Student Pharmacist. So that is it. That's an overview of what to expect. And I hope to see you back for the first episode.